producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Big Mike from AdvancedNutrients.com, HolidayHeroes.bg/EN. And you've been involved feeding over 20,000 needy people this past Christmas alone. You're also involved in charities, I guess, in Africa, all over the world. So I think it's really good that you're giving back, Big Mike. Let's talk to your friend here and condense it. Other points you want to make about what your perspective about what's happening in Eastern Europe.
I mean, I can speak about Bulgaria because apparently now Romania is ahead of us 10 years. The EU just stopped monitoring Romania, their judicial system, but they're continuing monitoring ours. So the problem is that there is no control. I mean, the corruption is so big. And the prosecutor's office and the judges, they're controlled by the government, which is not democratic, because we need to, in democracy you have the separations of the three powers, like, so this needs to change. I mean, people understand that now, and this actually helps everything else happening. I mean, like, the corruption going out of hand, just like the Russians do whatever they want, everybody does more or less whatever they want. So we kind of reached the place where, you remember, if you recall, Marquis de Lafayette said insurrection is the most indispensable of duties. To fight the government when the government violates your rights, insurrection is one of the most indispensable of duties.
Well, Thomas Jefferson said that when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. Yeah. They're trying to expand the Patriot Act to just criticizing the government, they're going to come arrest you. That, in fact, I'm going to cover that when I come back with Paul Watson after you guys are gone briefly. And this just shows what they want to do here. But the answer is, don't get scared of that. Say no to that. Reach out. The government's full of good people as well. They want to say no to the special interests that are controlling our country. So just like you guys have been, you know, fighting back against the Russian foot on your neck, because that's what big powers do. Globalists are much bigger than Russia, much more powerful. They're coming in with totalitarianism, trying to take our freedoms as well. And so that's what I'm fighting.
I get that.
You say your brother's a listener?
My brother is a listener.
Well, say hi to him.
John, how you doing, bro?
Kevin Booth, so you don't know when the film's coming out?
No.
Ghost Nation.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we can be in film festivals by July. Yeah.
And the website is Sacred Possum?
SacredPossum.com. Dot Alex.
Who knows what that is? No, yeah. Seriously, what?
Well, we just bought a new domain for the film, right? I mean, Ghost Nation.
That's not up yet, though.
Yeah. Yeah, not up yet. But you can always find me on AmericanDrugWar.com, and I'll be doing a lecture at the University of Houston in Victoria tomorrow at noon.
All right. Are you guys going to that?
No, they're here.
No, we're actually going to be in class learning, if you can believe that, for a couple of days here. We're going to a mastermind group that we belong to.
Oh, cool.
Both of us, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. In Austin?
In Austin, yeah.
You like Austin?
I love Austin. It kind of reminds me of the Midwest where I grew up. It, you know, it's nice, very nice.
Yeah, the people are pretty nice, and other than the allergies. But and what kind of jets you guys flying here on?
That was a Falcon 50.
Oh, those are cool.
That was a great one.
Oh, they're cool. I've flown around on those. Not myself. I'm going to pay for it. But I guess everybody out in L.A. who has one of those like their car. You know, it's like, man, it's like Star Wars. We're in the cockpit of those, you know, the crash seat or whatever it is. And like you're flying out of a big city and planes are going, shoo, shoo, shoo. That's a better view than out the side window.
Mm-mm. Absolutely is.
All right. Well, I'll definitely have to come by and see you guys when I'm out there. I'm going to do a trip, like I said, to go see Chris Carter and a bunch of other folks out in Los Angeles. But I tell you, I like Austin better than Los Angeles.
I do too. Like I'm in Los Angeles because I have to be for the business. It's ground zero for media and marijuana right now. It's the epicenter of it. But if I had to raise a family, it would be Midwest or even Austin. In fact, I was talking to Kelly about that. Like, Austin would be a good choice.
Oh, Kelly and the family.
Kelly and the family, yeah.
You know,
I'm
love
that girl.
I think they've already cast the new Blade Runner. But, right. Man, if she doesn't get the part of Press, they cast it wrong.
There you go.
There you go. All right. Well, who's going to play Roy Batty? Thanks a lot, brother. Good to meet you, Big Mike.
Great to meet you.
You bet.
And check out at Marijuana Don on Instagram. At Marijuana Don. It'll blow your mind.
All right.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, in that last hour and a half interview, you really got a perspective on more Western, Eastern Europeans, but also further east, not liking being under the Soviet boot for so long. And I get from their perspective, it looks like a tyranny. But I look at things very cold-bloodedly, just geopolitically, about who's really making the moves, who's doing the most oppression, who puts cancer viruses in vaccines, who's trying to break up families, who's saying don't use the word mother and father. And the tyranny coming out of Brussels, Belgium, and New York City, and London, England, and Paris, France, and Berlin, Germany, makes the Russian tyranny look like a lobotomized weasel compared to Lex Luthor. And that's what I'm pointing out here. The Anglo-American power elite has about 70% of the power, and a lot of top political scientists agree with me with that number. And they're the ones breathing down my neck. And they're the ones jacking with everybody. I mean, here is the New York Times. Scientists ponder the prospect of contagious cancer. Oh, it turns out the viruses are giving it to you. Yeah, and you put them in the vaccines. It's been public for decades. SV40 was just the beginning. And I read official government documents about 98 million people they believed contracted cancer, many of which died from SV40 alone in the polio vaccine, and they think it's funny. And then you learn it's not a mistake, and they're now getting around to telling the public, oh, you can get cancer from a virus. Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. That's like saying the Wright brothers just discovered flight in 2016. It's just ridiculous, and it makes me want to throw up. Now, continuing here, I want to hand the baton to Paul Joseph Watson. And I didn't get to this yesterday. I'm going to do it briefly now. And I think I'm going to shoot a special video on this to really detail it, because if you're a coward out there or you come from a perspective of fear, you would read a headline like this and it would have a bad effect. Backing InfoWars may soon be considered material support of terrorism. DOJ looking to tweak Patriot Act and prosecute anti-government extremists. And by that extension, being pro-life or being pro-property right or pro-Second Amendment. They're coming after everybody. But yes, it does. They have on this National Security Council, this SPLC CEO. The FBI doesn't even listen to the SPLC. They've been delisted. The ADL is discredited. But Homeland Security just set up groups in the Justice Department above the FBI and these other agencies who, to their credit, know the Southern Poverty Law Center is full of prunes, to quote Dan Rather. And so they want to be able to say that if you give money to a foreign group, you didn't know they were connected to terrorism, but later it turns out they were, you can be imprisoned. Well, that's unconstitutional, A, but B, it's foreign groups. And it's under war powers they're doing that. And we always said they're going to end up using this against domestic groups. And they admit they want to use it against returning veterans, Christians, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. You know, remember, we broke those secret documents. That's now mainstream. They admit that. So this is only part of this creeping move. And it's meant to intimidate everybody. These law enforcement magazines and stuff that say, if you see a get out of the UN sticker, just go ahead and arrest them, bring them in. And chiefs. This is a quote out of, I think it was Weapons and Tactics of Law Enforcement I saw like 15 years ago. I bought it at 7-Eleven, and it was like, you know, telling people how great it is to arrest people for their speech. Well, all that did was wake the cops up. So the good news is they're trying to start a civil war, but people aren't buying into it. The problem is they're able to get enough leftist whack jobs in these positions of power at the FBI and other places where they can selectively persecute and target patriots, and if they can get patriots to act stupid and be led in there by informants and do dumb stuff, like what you saw out in Oregon, we're walking into a trap. We're winning ground informationally. We don't need to get into a shooting war. Plus, the globalists have a plan for a shooting war, and they want the liberty movement, the basis of good Americana rule of law people who do see our country trampled. We see the rule of law on the toilet. We see a globalist occupation that's trying to cement and complete the takeover of the states. We have the moral high ground. We can go in suits and ties, get people elected, run for office, file lawsuits, change things. They want to get a physical fight going that will tear up the police, tear up the feds, tear up the citizenry, and it'll make the feds go to pure secret policing activity, death squads, you name it. Then that will escalate the civil war. But after a couple years of that, folks, it'll just settle down. They'll have a, quote, armistice deal with the, quote, rebel leaders who will be globalists, if they can work it that way, or groups they control. And then they'll still continue the covert war against the American people, but they'll claim that it's been de-escalated. Now, these are standard procedures run in third world countries by both the communist and the fascist and the CIA when it adopted fascist models in the last 50 years. Believe me, we don't want to go down this road. They want to put us into a thug culture, a destabilized culture. The good news is the military and police, I talk to them all the time on air and off air, from top generals retired to, you know, top people in the military currently. And then by top, I mean in the officer class, I'd say mid-level, but even higher. And I talked to other prominent people that talked to similar people and the same people and others. And they totally get it, that the foreign banks want to end America, take everybody's pensions, make us a third world country, arrest the former leadership of the military and the police, and really bring in a Soviet model. It won't be Soviet, but it'll be a Soviet model of implementation, just like Homeland Security hired the former head of the Stasi to set up their spy grids. They're setting up a nightmare scenario. I mean, Hillary's on TV saying, don't say father and mother, and you know, we need fun camps for men. We've reached that Rubicon. And I genuinely know that if we fall for a physical civil war, we're idiots. I mean, they want to brand this whole thing through Black Lives Matter, because they can go with a leftist civil war or a right-wing civil war, and they're looking at both or separately. And there couldn't be a more important subject than I'm covering right now. They could push for either one of those scenarios or both at the same time. And who do they aim it at? The local cops, people in uniform, white people, a Marine Corps veteran is in a McDonald's and has a tattoo. So he's white. He's a Marine. People have been programmed to be racially based. They attack. That's not going to hurt George Soros and the globalists if citizens get killed and veterans get killed and cops get shot. We need to have empathy for the people in the government, and because not all of them took houses from old ladies. Not all of them are involved in criminal activity. In fact, a lot of them aren't. They're in a criminal system. The whole thing's criminal. There isn't hardly a job out there you can get that's completely moral, because the system's breaking down. But the government and the military and the police need to know we really have been partially taken over. Now the globalists are completing that. And have empathy for the American people, man. There's all this empathy for these illegals. They deserve to come here. They deserve all this free stuff. But an old lady losing her house to the IRS over $10,000 in taxes she can't pay because of medical bills is evil. And you don't hear Republicans or Democrats trying to stop that. So that's what it comes down to. Is we really need to not be stupid and let them trick us into... And folks, I used to see what happened at Waco when I was a younger man. I was smart, but not as smart as I am now, or wise. And I would get mad and angry and, you know, think, well, they want to start a shooting war, that's that. I'm not going to start it myself, but we'll show them. That is just so dumb. Now, that doesn't mean if they false flags and come after people and take our liberties, that doesn't mean we have a right to defend ourselves. But if we've gotten to that point, it means that we've lost the first phase. Paul Watson, I know you got a lot to cover today. Any take on the last hour and a half? Other big news breaking? The fall of the House of Bush, Hillary stealing more elections. What's on your radar today coming up? Paul Joseph Watson from London, England.
Well, we're going to look at the free speech issue again, Alex, from the perspective of social media, because what's happening on Facebook and Twitter is being mirrored in the real world. You know, people are being arrested for their tweets. They're being harassed, interrogated for, quote, hate speech.
Every day.
Yeah. But that's being broadened. The definition of hate speech and harassment is being broadened by social media, and then it's being replicated in the real world. So people who
Zuckerberg
say, well,
says hurting
speech, right?
Someone's feelings
media.
Or disagreeing is hate, and then it's adopted. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's not the issue, because for example, in Holland, there was a guy who said that their country's refugee policy was, quote, a bad plan. He got a home visit by police. So it doesn't matter what you think constitutes hate speech or harassment. If we allow them to redefine it, then it's going to come back on us through official state oppression.
This is government intimidation and setting the precedent to start disappearing people. We have to exercise our free speech in Europe and the U.S. so aggressively that they're forced to back off, or they'll get to the next level. And we've now reached the next level, and we're desperately trying to stop a civil war. Same thing in Europe, Paul. What do you think, and I'm going to skip this network break, what do you think is happening, Paul, with the situation in Germany with the migrant center burned and folks are cheering it? I mean, are they pushing the Germans into open revolt?
Well, I've said all along, Alex, that if you leave a vacuum and you don't address legitimate concerns from the German people, you're going to create that vacuum, which will be filled by extremists on both sides. It's going to be filled with Islamists on the one hand, who advocate, you know, these migrants traveling to Europe and basically trying to conquer the entire continent, which we've seen top imams call for. And then on the other side, you're going to get neo-Nazis who physically attack migrants, in many cases innocent people, and burn down migrant centers. So if you create that vacuum, and the only people that German citizens have to turn to represent their legitimate concerns are these extremists, then you're going to empower extremists. I've been saying that for months and months and months. We saw it in Sweden with a Polish group that tried to attack a migrant center in Sweden. Now we're seeing it here in Germany as well. So that is only going to increase, which is why all these top security experts are warning about civil unrest in all these major European cities. That has been created by the policies of people like Merkel, and now they're going to reap the whirlwind.
What about Hollande saying if any country elects a right-winger that he disagrees with, they're going to put sanctions on the country and not let you travel to the EU? This is so dictatorial. France is still under a civil emergency. They're giving awards to the socialist government who brought the Islamic Jihad scumbags into the country.
Well, of course, the irony of those comments that Hollande made is that he said that those measures would be necessary to ban right-wing parties, even if they're democratically elected, in the name of protecting democracy. So they annul the vote of the people, the democratic vote, in the name of protecting democracy.
We have now reached pure 1984.
Yeah. And it's because the propaganda campaigns against the likes of Marine Le Pen and in Britain Nigel Farage are completely failing. Because, again, these are the populists like Donald Trump that are representing, embracing people's genuine concerns. When there's no one left to embrace that, then that's what's going to happen. So, again, yeah, banning right-wing parties that are democratically elected in the name of protecting democracy. You couldn't get any more Orwellian than that.
It is over-the-top bizarre, and then the very people that bring in the jihadis get awards for hurting the public. Simply amazing. Paul, I'm going to punch out here and let you take over. Great job. I know you have a lot of stuff to cover, a lot of information, but briefly, since you're in the UK, in the United Kingdom, what is going on? Is the Prime Minister for the EU, against it? Is the mayor for it or against it? They flip-flop back and forth. Where do you think this vote's going to go that they've called to have the UK get out of the EU? Because if the UK leaves the EU, I think that's going to trigger a domino effect of everybody else bailing.
Well, it is, and that's why the Prime Minister Cameron basically pulled off this bluff. He went to the EU to negotiate a better deal to try and bolster the campaign to stay in the EU. But if you actually analyse this so-called deal he made with the EU, nothing whatsoever changes. So he didn't obtain any new special provisions that would bolster British sovereignty. He achieved absolutely nothing. So now in the aftermath of that, of course, Cameron is committed to staying in the EU. But what's interesting is that not only Michael Gove, who's quite a well-respected Conservative Party member, but Boris Johnson, who is one of the very few politicians in Britain that has a higher popularity than negativity rating, he's come out to leave. He wants Britain to leave the EU. So now they're saying that that's going to sway, you know, a third of people who are undecided. They're going to support to leave simply because of Boris Johnson's endorsement to leave. So that is a huge story. So, again, going forward, it comes down to who's going to advocate leaving and staying. Some polls have shown that it's 50-50. Others have shown that the vote to stay is significantly ahead. The vote's going to be in about 4 months' time. It's going to be June 23rd. And as he said, it's going to be huge because it could create that domino effect where the EU completely loses any possibility of becoming the federal superstate that it was always designed to be.
That's right. Paul, I want to finally hear, get your take on the U.S. election briefly, and then I'm going to hand the baton over. In fact, I'm going to do that. After I leave, I want you to give your take until you go to break on the U.S. election, on Trump, on what your gut thinks is going to end up unfolding here, because I legitimately want to hear that myself. I respect your view. But what about this? This image of Mark Zuckerberg says so much about our future. I agree with The Verge, and I agree with Drudge linking to that it does say it all. Drudge said the rise of the Facebook zombies – Talk about Plato's allegory of the cave, where they have these things projected on the cave wall by their controllers. He's walking by. Jobs didn't let his kids use iPads or any of this stuff. He said it was dumbing them down. Here's Zuckerberg walking by. He's a human bipedal. They're all sitting there like squat prisoners. They've all got basically digital hoods over their heads with his reality being pumped to them. They sleep. He lives. This is the beginning of the Matrix taking over. This really says it all. What do you have to say to that that particular photo, Paul Joseph Watson from London?
Well, it's the singularity, isn't it? It's Ray Kurzweil's man merging with machine. Ultimately, the elite want to actually merge with computers to escape death. They want to download their brains into computers. What's positive, though, is that there's kind of a backlash. There's an article on Drudge, which is out of the Financial Times.
People are going back to simple phones. People are getting back. There's been a movement for years for old tech. People are now prizing it. Exactly, Paul.
Because, I mean, all the studies show that it makes you miserable. If you're constantly glued to your phone all day, you start to feel overwhelmed. You don't have any headspace whatsoever. I mean, I've done experiments myself just staying off social media for half a day. Your mind is 100% clearer. And as you said, this article, you know, a lot of professional people, they're using smartphones in the day, but as soon as the nighttime comes, as soon as they're going out in the evening, they're reverting back to these, quote, dumb phones. So they're only going to take emergency calls. So they're not constantly checking social media.
Exactly. That's what I've had to force myself to do. And it's part of my job to always know what's going on. So I actually have a home phone with crew that's on staff. And then they call me if there's something big enough. But I get home at 6, 7. I turn the thing off. I try to turn it off during the weekend. But see, I'm not checking Facebook status and trying to be trendy. This is our job, and we use it as a tool. But still, I got to go outside. I got to go for a hike with my kids. I got to go swimming. I got to go barbecue. I've got to get away from these little devils.
You have to switch off because they're physically rewiring your brains. That's been proven, and they've been proven to make people depressed. Anyone who spends too much time on social media becomes depressed because they're seeing their friends, they're seeing all these photos of their friends having fun at parties and nightclubs, and they think that that's the day-to-day life of everyone.
Yeah, people only go out to have fake experiences to show off to people online.
Yeah, it's virtue signaling.
Meanwhile, people come over to my house.
Real of their life.
People come over to my house.
The reality of day-to-day existence. So people who don't have that life feel depressed, feel lonely, and it makes them even more, you know, melancholy.
And that accelerates the social class envy.
Unless it's your job, and you have to go on it. But to a great extent, as he said, when you go out, just leave it behind, even if it's just for an hour or two.
Well, when people come to my house, as you know, Paul, I say, turn the phones off. No Facebook, no Twitter. Do not send pictures of us standing around the Christmas tree together. And people have done it, and I blow up at them. People I've known for a while, I literally tell them, you ever do that again, you're out of my life. Do you understand? Do you understand? And I'm not trying to be mean about this. It's just I want to just absolutely go to the moon. I get so angry when people just try to document their lives and everything they're doing. We only do this to document tyranny and to document people fighting back against it. But I'm going to get off my high horse. Paul, great job. I want to thank all the listeners and viewers for their support, spreading the word. We've got great deals running right now. The Liver Cleanse is back in. Liver Shield, InfoWarsLife.com with the Oxy Powder. We're selling out of Super Male Vitality today, unless you sign up for AutoShip. We hold some back there. We're selling out a lot of other great products. Your purchase of products makes it all possible. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And $5.95 a month, 20 people can use a nightly news, PrisonPlanet.tv membership. We have the Hillary for Prison shirts, a new design, limited edition back in as well. And it's your funding of our operation that makes it all possible. So we salute you. Look how far we've come. Paul, I want to ask you this. How big is it Trump coming out for 9/11 Truth? Did it make Jeb drop out? Your take on the election for a few minutes when we come back and then get into all your other subjects. Paul Watson, take over. Thank you, my friend.
Okay, thanks, Alex. No, I mean, the Trump-Saudi Arabia thing was absolutely huge. It really seems to have polarized the conservatives, the neocon element against him. But, you know, as he's proved in South Carolina, it's having no effect whatsoever. The attacks are having no effect. He continues to surge forward because he's a true populist and he embraces and represents people's genuine frustrations. And there's been a lot of propaganda about Trump recently that, you know, he's only supported by dumb people who have a third grade reading level. Those are his, you know, the tone of his speeches, etc. Now, from what I've read today, he's starting to have a broader appeal to, you know, high paid professionals. This is not, he's not supported by an army of dumb people. More and more intelligent people are getting behind his message. The GOP establishment, now that Bush is out, will have to face up to the fact that they will have to embrace him and support him and abandon this idea of a broken convention. So it's going to be very exciting going forward, and we're going to get more into it after the break on the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay with us for the fourth hour.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Everything turns again. There is a season.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show Live, fourth hour overdrive. Now, as we got into before the break there with Alex, we really need to focus again on this Twitter free speech issue, because this is why it matters. It doesn't matter if you don't use Twitter. Doesn't matter if you don't use Facebook or any form of social media. What we see in the online world is being replicated in the real world. In the United Kingdom, something like 30,000 people a year are arrested for their tweets. And yes, a significant portion of those tweets are going to be violent, hateful. They're going to break laws, and people are rightly going to be arrested for it. But then we have cases like the one in Canada with Gregory Allen Elliott, who went through a multi-year court case at great expense, basically ruined his life and his career. For what? he got on Twitter and disagreed with some feminists. Because now, according to feminists, disagreeing with them or saying you suck is a form of harassment, is a form of cyber violence. So when you're getting home visits for disagreeing with people on social media, that's why it's a problem in the real world. That's why saying, oh, let's just build a platform different to Twitter isn't a solution. That's why saying, oh, Twitter's a private company, it can censor who it likes, isn't the issue. Yes, that's true, but increasingly, social media, Twitter especially, is becoming a kind of public commons. Even people inside Twitter consider it to be a form of public communications utility. So the fact that they've now introduced, as we documented a few weeks ago, this Trust and Safety Council that said freedom of expression begins with safety. This new Orwellian council to police free speech on Twitter, this is why it's of concern. Because as we documented, not one single group on Twitter's Trust and Safety Council is a robust defender of free speech. Not one group is conservative. And in fact, Feminist Frequency, led by Anita Sarkeesian, is the group that considers disagreeing with feminists to be harassment. So as we predicted, conservative voices are now being silenced on Twitter. So even if you push aside the whole public commons issue and that people are getting home visits from police in the Netherlands for saying that their country's refugee policy is a, quote, bad plan, even if you push aside all that, it's rampant hypocrisy on the part of Twitter, and it's why their stock price is plummeting. It's why prominent people on Twitter with millions and millions of followers like Stephen Fry last week are quitting, because these professionally outraged social justice mobs are running rampant, and Twitter is bending to their authority and, in fact, hiring them, working alongside them to censor free speech. And again, if we allow the definition of harassment to be broadened to disagreeing with a feminist is cyber violence and harassment, then we're going to have real problems for free speech in the real world. And now on Friday night, they censored another conservative voice. This is out of Reason.com. Did Twitter's Orwellian Trust and Safety Council get Robert Stacey McCain banned? Remember a few days ago when Twitter elevated anti-Gamergate leader Anita Sarkeesian to its Trust and Safety Council, an imperious-sounding committee with Robespierre-esque powers to police discussion on the social media platform? The goal, according to Twitter, was to make it easier for users to express themselves freely and safely. Well, one user who won't be expressing himself at all is Robert Stacey McCain, a conservative journalist, blogger, self-described anti-feminist, and prominent Gamergate figure who was banned from Twitter on Friday night. Clicking on his page redirects to, quote, this account is suspended message that encourages users to reread Twitter's policies on abusive behavior. So again, what was his crime? Well, he basically disagreed with Anita Sarkeesian. Twitter doesn't even provide you with the reason for your account being suspended. And with journalists, this is a huge deal. People spend years and years building up their Twitter accounts. They put hundreds and hundreds of hours of work into it. And in an instant, it's gone because this individual dared to disagree with a feminist because he had the wrong politics. His account has been suspended. He started a second account, which was also quickly suspended. So don't expect it to come back anytime soon. And this is the hypocrisy that I'm talking about. While this conservative is being suspended for little more than disagreeing with feminists, for having the wrong politics, there's a Kill Donald Trump account that was on Twitter active for 6 months without being suspended. Now, I published this article on Infowars.com earlier this afternoon. Twitter bans conservative blogger. Kill Trump account still active 6 months later, as Twitter suspended the account of yet another conservative for the crime of having the wrong politics, an account called Kill Donald Trump that advocates assassinating the Republican frontrunner is still active 6 months later. This is the hypocrisy. Now, of course, literally minutes, it was probably about 10 minutes after this article was published, Twitter suspended this account. But it took them 6 months to do so, and it took a major publication to point it out. Despite the fact that this account had been retweeting open, direct death threats from leftists who wanted to assassinate Donald Trump. And in fact, direct tweets from this account itself, again, advocating the assassination of the potential next president of the United States. That remains online for 6 months. A conservative blogger who criticizes feminism, his account is gone in an instant, and it ain't coming back. This is the hypocrisy with Twitter. It's been taken over by social justice warriors who hate free speech, whose entire raison d'etre and motive is to censor free speech and turn the internet into one giant safe space. Listen to these tweets that were being sent out by this account. For 6 months, this was active. This is a quote. This is one of the tweets. "That bleeping bleep Donald Trump should effing die. Anyone got any people? Go to his election and shoot him with a sniper." Okay, that was on Twitter for 6 months. Here's another one. Quote, "Anyone know a person that can kill Donald Trump?" Direct violation of Twitter's terms of service. Of course, it's a death threat. It's a crime. It remained on Twitter for 6 months because their Trust and Safety Council has nothing to do with stemming actual abuse and threats. It's to do with policing discussion. It's to do with silencing conservative voices. Now, as soon as I published this article, I began to receive other tweets from other leftists who had openly advocated assassinating Donald Trump. And this is an issue we covered multiple times over the past 6 months. After every single debate, there's an explosion of tweets on Twitter from leftists advocating the assassination of Donald Trump. In the majority of cases, nothing happens to these accounts. They're not suspended. Here's another one. This has been online for 48 hours. Again, the user has not been suspended. Quote, "I have no pain in my heart or morality when I say if Trump's elected, I will perform an assassination attempt on him and that I will succeed." There's another account which I retweeted on my timeline, which basically says the same thing. So we have a constant deluge of people openly advocating and in some cases actually saying they will directly plan the assassination of Donald Trump. Twitter does absolutely nothing. But they will censor a conservative journalist for criticizing feminism. They will de-verify a prominent conservative journalist, Milo Yiannopoulos. Again, for what reason, nobody knows. We've got sources inside Twitter that Yiannopoulos spoke to that said they were shadow banning conservatives, which means that their tweets are not showing up on the timelines of people who follow them. So again, they're skewing Twitter to this leftist perspective because its director, its CEO, Jack Dorsey, is in with that crowd. He's in with Obama. He's in with the Black Lives Matter hate group. And when Twitter becomes a public commons, and these are the actions they take to censor free speech, to suspend, to ban conservative voices, then yes, we should be concerned about it. Doesn't matter, again, if you don't use Twitter. It matters because this is having real-world consequences. And yeah, here we have the Council on American Islamic Relations. Hamas-supporting CAIR takes on Trump, accuses GOP frontrunner of inciting violence against Muslims. So again, because Donald Trump gave a speech in which he alluded to a historical event, they're calling for him to be censored for his hate speech. Meanwhile, every single day on Twitter, there are people advocating for the assassination of Trump. There are Islamists advocating all manner of violence. Again, nothing whatsoever happens to them. So it really is a key issue going forward. Because people, again, as I've said, Gregory Allen Elliott, and he's not the only one, they've had their lives ruined over tweets. This isn't just, oh, my account's suspended, I can't go on Twitter again, oh, well, never mind. They're getting arrested. They're getting put up in court for this. So if we allow the definition of harassment to be expanded to you sending a message to a feminist saying, I disagree with you, you're a liar, and that's hate speech, then it's a dangerous and chilling precedent for free speech. Because, of course, it also intimidates people against criticizing feminism, against criticizing gun control, you name it, against criticizing Hillary Clinton. So you create this environment in which people self-censor. They're afraid to express their opinions because they might get their account suspended, or even further, they might get harassed by the state. So this is why we need to stand up to this, and this is why I've emphasized it over and over again. Moving on, though, we had a shooting over the weekend, of course, in Michigan. An Uber driver basically went on a rampage. It was completely random. This was an Uber driver who was targeting people randomly, targeting people who he was picking up in his vehicle. And yet, how did the perpetually outraged left react? Well, of course, they whined and complained about the fact that it wasn't being described as terrorism because the guy was white. So again, we need to remind them. This is the definition of terrorism. The use of violent acts to frighten the people in an area as a way of trying to achieve a political goal. It doesn't matter what the skin color is of the person carrying out the violence. That doesn't make them a terrorist. What makes them a terrorist is if they're carrying out that violence in pursuit of a political goal. Okay? Dylann Roof, white. Did he carry out his massacre of people in Charleston, black people in Charleston, as part of a political motive? Yes. He's a terrorist. Ismael Brinsley in New York City. Did he kill two New York police officers in pursuit of a political goal? The answer is yes. It was part of a Black Lives Matter revenge attack. Violence plus political motive equals terrorism. Being white is not a political motive. And yet again, we had this cacophony of Black Lives Matter supporters, of leftists coming out after this tragic shooting in Michigan, asserting that it was terrorism purely because the shooter was white, when in reality, there was no political motive whatsoever. By the very nature of the attack, it was completely random. It was a nutcase. Who knows what kind of meds he was on or what kind of meds he just got off. But again, no political motive whatsoever. Being white is not a political motive. Yet every time there's a mass shooting, we have to point this out again and again and again. Meanwhile, in San Bernardino, for days and weeks afterwards, even as it became immediately clear that this was an Islamist terror attack, this was an act of jihad, the left continued, and even Obama suggested as much as a day afterwards that it had more to do with workplace violence. So again, it's not related to the skin color. Doesn't matter whether they're Arab, whether they're black or white, it's related to political motive. And again, we have to point out the definition of terrorism, because these people are so stupid they don't know what it is, or will deliberately ignore what it means in order to be racist and identify an entire race of people as terrorists simply because of their skin color. Now, remaining on the argument of guns and gun control, of course we've heard that in the aftermath of the shooting in Michigan. Well, the CDC has come out with an inconvenient study in terms of the Obama administration's push for more gun control regulation. Americans are more likely to be killed by accidental poisoning and flu than by guns. This is a study that came out last week. It's received virtually no media attention. But the figures show that there were 33,636 firearms-related deaths in 2013, with 21,175 being suicides. So to put this into context, you had 31,240 Americans who died in accidental falls. This means that Americans face a bigger threat from tripping in the shower or slipping on ice than they do being shot dead. And again, we have to point this out over and over whenever the stats come out. We have to point out the FBI statistics, the Department of Justice statistics, that show gun violence in America has declined drastically since the 90s. But again, facts don't fit the agenda, so this is going to get ignored once again. And you can go down the list here. I mean, they don't even treat homicides as its own individual category. The number one killer of Americans is heart disease. 611,000 deaths per year. And you can go down the list. Diseases, Alzheimer's, diabetes, flu and pneumonia kills 56,979 Americans a year. Again, far more than deliberate gun homicides. But you're not going to hear these statistics because they don't fit the current agenda. Now, of course, any gun death is horrible and we need to try and reduce that. But to claim that it's an exploding problem and that it's getting more and more severe is clearly disproven by these facts. So we've got that article up on Infowars.com. We were talking about this with Alex briefly. Basically, the French president came out and said that if the people of a European country vote in a, quote, far-right party, which is, of course, any party that isn't completely socialist like his government, that the EU should step in and just disregard those elections as they've done with EU treaty votes and suspend that country from the European Union. Again, annulling democracy in the name of protecting democracy. Completely chilling, completely Orwellian. We'll get into it more after the break. This is The Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. We'll be back.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Brain Force, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brain Force did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brain Force right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brain Force. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brain Force, and came in.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Thank you.
final segment of the fourth hour overdrive. So basically, in the spirit of the European Union, which every time a country voted against joining a treaty, they simply annulled the vote and told them to vote again. Again, the democratic virtues of the European Union in full force. Now French President Hollande is saying, if members of an EU state, if the voting public of an EU member state votes in a, quote, far-right party, he's obviously referring to Marine Le Pen, then the EU should simply annul that vote and ban that country from the EU, all in the name of protecting democracy, by annulling the democratic will of the people of that country. Again, completely Orwellian. And why are people voting for, quote, far-right parties? Well, it's because the refugee crisis is now completely crippling Europe. We have this article out of Spiser.com. Norwegian government, we will abandon international law if Sweden collapses. Norway is ready to abandon the Geneva Convention if Sweden collapses. The border will be closed by force and Swedish refugees will be rejected without the possibility to seek asylum. So now the Norwegian government is openly talking about a collapse of Sweden because of this migrant influx. We have the German Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière saying that there are 2 weeks left to resolve the migration crisis before basically they have to shut down the border altogether, which is what we reported last week. EU to close borders to refugees on March the 1st. This is getting so out of hand, it shows no signs of abating, that they could close down the border entirely to any refugees because, again, this is a completely failed policy. Again, going back to Sweden, we have the Gateway Pundit reporting, Swedish police admit there are now 53 no-go zones they dare not enter and cannot control. Danish reporter Jeppe Joel from Newspeak TV described the deteriorating situation in Sweden, a once peaceful country that is now regarded as the rape capital of the West. So the police have basically come out and admitted the conspiracy theory. Remember after the Charlie Hebdo attacks in Paris, they said that the idea of there being, you know, no-go Muslim ghetto areas was a conspiracy theory invented by the evil right-wing Fox News. They said the same thing about London. Now the Swedish police are admitting it. Of course, we went into one in Molenbeek. Again, another conspiracy theory. ISIS has said that they want to bring in more refugees, radicalize them, and create more of these no-go areas as centers of power. And the backlash against that continues. We mentioned the refugee center in Germany. Germans cheer as refugee center burns. Crowds stop firefighters from extinguishing blaze. This is the point I've made over and over again. If you don't allow legitimate criticism from concerned citizens, if you team up with Facebook and ex-Stasi members, as the German government has done, to censor criticism of this refugee policy, then you create a vacuum that will be filled by extremists. So you're going to see more and more of these refugee centers being attacked. And take this for an example of crushing free speech again. Dutch Pegida leader arrested for failing to take off a pickaxe. I spoke about before the break, you know, Dutch people being visited, getting home visits from police for tweets saying their country's migrant policy is a, quote, bad plan. This is what it's all about. It's pressure from above, pressure from below. This is only going to get worse. This is going to cause civil unrest. That's what top security experts throughout Europe are warning about. And it appears to be coming to a head over the next 2 weeks, with March 1st being that key watershed date. Well, that's going to wrap it up for the show. Be sure to stay tuned for the InfoWars Nightly News. Alex will be back with a live show tomorrow, 11 to 2. Of course, breaking news, InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.